We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese are back. All right, so check it out. Later in the show, 5 o'clock hour, 525. Every day this week, Ike, we have a pair of tickets to Eagles training camp presented by Independence Blue Cross. It's Sunday, August 4th at the Link as a part of Military Day festivities presented by Dietz & Watson. All active and retired military members can receive a voucher for a free hot dog and soda as well as deep discounts at the Eagles Pro Shop. Tickets are on sale now for just $10 with proceeds benefiting Eagles Autism Challenge at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/training camp. We have a pair every day this week at 525, and we'll do Eagles Jeopardy. So we'll give you the category, and then the first person that gets in with the correct answer will win the ticket. Simple as that. So every day, 525.
Only one open practice this year.
That's it, man.
At the Link.
That's it. So it's coming up in, two Sundays from now, I guess?
Yep.
God, man, it's really crept up on us.
Yep.
This season, which is a good thing.
The boys report Wednesday.
Yeah.
But Thursday it starts, right? Thursday is first practice. Yeah, Thursday is first practice.
Do they still... I don't remember. Do they still? Because I remember up at Lehigh, you would have the D gun and everybody stalking out the parking lot to see the guys.
The arrivals.
Do they still do that? Or since it's at NovaCare, they don't really. They kick them off the property.
Well, I think they get them when they come in. I think they still get them as they are reporting. Yeah, they still do it.
All right.
Yeah. Listen, these guys have been waiting around for 6 weeks to have something to write about and talk about. So
exactly right.
Yeah, they can't wait to see these guys get in. And then there's something to report on every day. You get your live reports from training camp. You know, I'll be out there Friday. I'll be out there Friday morning. Then Sunday.
Checking it out?
Yeah, I'll be out there Friday for autograph signing.
It's supposed to be a good weather morning. Week, too. It's not going to be as hot.
Yeah.
What belongs in, like, the training camp Hall of Fame? Like, you look back at your favorite training camp memories, whether they were overreactions or... big things that happened. Like
Paul Turner. Paul
Turner. We always have some of those guys, yeah.
Paul Turner's definitely on the Mount Rushmore.
P.T. Cruiser.
Nelson Aguilar was going to be on that list, but he ended up actually being as good as everybody thought he was going to be. Remember 2017 training camp? People were like, oh, there's a new Nelson Aguilar out there. He's going to kick ass this year. And we're like, yeah, right. Right. And then he did.
Bill Hess was a, I think he was 80s era.
Okay.
He went to Westchester, and he was trying to make the team a couple different times. He was good in preseason, Billy Hess.
Okay.
There you go. So he's with Paul Turner as the on the squad.
As in the training camp Hall of Fame.
Remember that Mozart guy? That he just hurt himself last year on the 49ers. Actually made a name for himself in the league, or at least had a job. Raheem Mozart.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember him. Yeah, Hank Baskett was one.
Oh, man.
Hank Baskett stuck for, what, a couple years?
He had a decent career, Hank.
A couple years, yeah.
And hey, remember why? Because the high jump, collegiate high jump record or something? So it's like, just throw the fade to him.
Right, right. Yeah.
And then he married.
I was in Atlanta then.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he married the...
Kendra,
which was probably the biggest mistake he's ever made.
Well, except for the Super Bowl. That was also a big mistake.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the onside kick.
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
With the Colts.
Oh, man.
Saints versus Colts.
We saw Hank at Chickies last year.
Yes.
All right, Hank's a good guy. I like Hank.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones. Drew, Fox Trace. Drew, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
What up, Drew?
What's up, Ike? That's my man.
Holla at your boy.
My man.
Listen, Johnny Marks.
Hello?
There's something wrong with you, bro.
Definitely.
There's something really wrong with you. I mean, you're a Cowboys fan. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You understand that? Like, do you feel it in your mm-hmm. blood that you're a Cowboys fan?
Yep. How about them Cowboys? Ah.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. God. Oh, Lord.
Yep.
John.
Love them.
Dak Prescott can't do nothing without Zeke. When Zeke was suspended for them 6 games, they did nothing. He was lost without him.
Mm-hmm.
Lost.
He's a bum.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep, yep.
That's a little dramatic, but
come on, yep. John. Why? I didn't think you were like this, John. I thought you were an Eagles fan.
Well, Nope, not anymore. Like I like the Cowboys now, Drew. Sorry.
Would you stop?
I'm a Dak fan.
That's crazy.
Crazy, man.
Come on, I tried, Drew.
I tried, Drew.
Ike, smack him upside his head.
No physical contact is permitted.
We're not allowed. That's in a contact. No, but Drew, seriously, right? Because here's what people are doing, right? Because I just got a couple direct messages on Twitter, and they're saying that, you're not giving Carson enough credit. You're not doing this, not doing that. This has little to do with Carson. It has more to do with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback, right? So when you say Carson Wentz is so much better than Dak Prescott, I have to say I don't agree with that because I think Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback too. How about that? Just because he's a Cowboy quarterback, I got to say he sucks? Is that pretty much what you're saying?
No, I think Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback when he has Zeke behind him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, the sample size, you said it's six games.
He's a good game manager. I give him credit for that.
He's a better than game manager is what he is. Right, he doesn't take over the offense because he's not being asked to take over the offense. If he needed to do more with his arm, he'd be capable as anybody to do more with his arm.
They needed him a little bit in that playoff game. He couldn't really step up against the Rams.
I'll take your word for it. I don't really remember
you should always take my word for it.
Well,
forget about the box score. You're too busy looking at box scores. The game tells you what the deal was. He was not impactful in that game.
Okay.
Dak.
All right.
He's good, though. He's good. I mean, good quarterback.
I mean,
15 to 20 is not a bad spot to be in when you're a fourth-round pick. When you're a fourth-round pick and you're in the 15 to 20 range, man, you have hit the lottery.
Oh, yeah, man. Big money.
It's like Kirk Cousins.
Right, but like
he's a fourth-round pick. He's in the 15 to 20 range.
Right.
Kirk Cousins.
He's made a lot of money in this league.
Is Kirk Cousins? Is Dak better than Kirk Cousins?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He is?
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Really?
Really?
Come on, stop. Come on. You're trying to tweak me with a lot of this stuff that you're saying right now. Come on, man.
I'm trying to tweak you.
Yeah, come on. Who in their right mind would take Kirk Cousins over Dak Prescott?
I think it'd be...
In this city, it would be Kirk Cousins.
The majority of people would.
Kirk Cousins is a choker.
I'm not saying it is some wide margin like Wentz and Dak, but I think Kirk Cousins, man. Kirk Cousins with Dak. I'd get an edge to Kirk Cousins.
Has Dak Prescott had impact on the Cowboys since he came into the league?
Has he had impact?
Has he had impact on the Cowboys?
Sure.
Okay, just as Carson Wentz has, right?
Sure.
2017, Carson Wentz had more impact on his team than Dak Prescott had with the Cowboys, I would say. Mm-hmm. It's close from his rookie year to that year, but Carson Wentz's impact before he got injured was huge for this team. They probably don't win the Super Bowl if Carson Wentz doesn't play the way that he did, right? So I'm getting all those qualifiers out there right now because I believe that with Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz didn't have an impact last year, a positive impact on the Eagles last year. He didn't. Dak mm-hmm. Prescott did. Mm-hmm. Right? Whether it was with the running back or without the running back, Dak Prescott in the two games against the Eagles had an impact, had more of an impact with Carson Wentz. I know that's difficult for people to admit, but he had more of a positive impact on his team than Carson Wentz did for his team.
He's going against a worse defense.
I mean, listen, that's fine. If that's how you want to try to angle it, he had more of an impact.
Did he not throw for 500 freaking yards?
452 or something like that?
Yeah, what are you talking about? He was going to – we've already stated that the Cowboys have a better defense than the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, so Dak's going against a worse defense.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I said.
888-729-9494.
That matters when you're talking about – but he's going up against a worse defense.
94-94, certainly. I can even admit that. Marks and Reese. Our Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, guess what? Marks Jewelers, Route 3 and 9 in Montgomeryville is the place to go. Marks-jewelers.com. It was a good question that you had out here, Ben. I don't know. My Twitter's not refreshing here. Anyway, get to it.
So the best question I had is, give us a Philly sports name that would make a good curse word. So we were talking about, I forget exactly what
you're not disrespecting McNabb.
Using it as a verb.
Well, yeah, so yeah, you could use it as a verb. So you could say, he really McNabbed that game. And even though I can't protest, we all know what you mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
Because right, it was Santa Legilio. Like, if you Santa Liquido it, we all know what you mean.
Yes, exactly. That's a great one.
Yes, right. That's a good one. That's
so we got, like, Joe Cornick says, sandburged, to compound an earlier mistake by going and making it all over again years later. Or Laggett's Fire. You never showed up to that tour group but got the top grade? Wow, you really Adam Eaton'd it.
Oh, now, Adam
you do
Eaton.
A group project, you do no work, but you get an A? Mm-hmm. That's Adam Eaton'ing.
How about we use my last name as a verb and see what people can come
John
up
Markson?
With? Okay. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.